Experts warned on Thursday that a major glacier in Greenland is quickly falling into the Atlantic Ocean. If the entire glacier in the northeast of Greenland falls and melts, global sea levels could rise by half a meter. The study, published in the journal Science, said the glacier entered a phase of accelerated retreat in 2012. It melted 3 times faster than before. Known as Zakaria Istrom, the glacier is losing 5 billion tons of mass per year, according to the study. The glacier is dumping high volumes of icebergs into the ocean, which will result in rising sea levels for decades to come. That is what lead author Jeremy Mogino wrote. He is with the Department of Earth System Science at the University of California, Irvine. They base their findings on 40 years of data from satellite and aerial surveys. They looked at the shape, size, and position of glacial ice. Warmer ocean water is eroding the glacier from below. Warmer air temperatures are melting it from above. Another Greenland glacier is also melting, but not as quickly because it is in a protected location. The study said the two glaciers make up 12% of the Greenland ice sheet. It said if they fully collapse, that would increase global sea levels by more than 1 meter. Greenland is near the icy North Pole of the planet. However, another study last week said that ice in Antarctica at the South Pole is growing. In the Journal of Glaciology, NASA said satellites showed the Antarctic ice sheet gained 112 billion tons of ice each year from 1992 to 2001. That slowed to 82 billion tons annually from 2003 to 2008. But the increases were not the same around the continent. West Antarctica is still losing ice. That is what Jay Zawali said. He is a glaciologist with the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. He is the study's lead author. Critics question the study. Many other studies have found that Antarctica is losing ice. Zawali said his study agrees with other studies that ice is melting in the Antarctic Peninsula and West Antarctica. But his study says that East Antarctica and other parts are gaining ice. There we see an ice gain that exceeds the losses in the other areas, he said. Zawali and his team used satellites to measure changes over large and small areas. Snowfall is not common in Antarctica because it is technically a desert. Antarctica is a dry desert with cold, brutal weather. Melting glaciers will be part of the discussion about climate change at a United Nations summit in Paris, France, at the end of this month. Nearly 120 heads of state and government will gather in Paris from November 30th to December 11th. President Barack Obama, China's Xi Jinping, and Russia's Vladimir Putin will attend. They will try to reach an agreement to combat global warming. France's Laurent Fabius told journalists that the task ahead is considerable. Governments are discussing how to lower harmful gas emitted from burning fossil fuels. These have been blamed for climate change. Another topic that will most likely be discussed at the summit is how Antarctica is losing its ice. I'm Ann Ball.